Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
These days, take that here on Sunday Lunch. Well, I'm welcome to the studio by Midas. Welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show.
Hi, how you doing? You all
right? I'm fine, mate. Absolutely fantastic. You're a singer-songwriter from London. Are you still in London?
I live in Sevenoaks now, actually. I just moved out, but South East London for quite a while there. And originally from Brighton, so but I've been loving it in London, sort of the last 5 years,
Let's tackle the name, because the first thing that sort of spring to mind, Midas, I mean, I just thought, the first thing I think of is Midas Touch, another song. Yeah. But where's the name come from? Because your real name, obviously, is Mike Davis.
Yeah. So I just pared it down, basically. Like, I've been Mike Davis for a long time,
So that's an abbreviation then, Mike.
Yeah, just an abbreviation of my long name, basically, yeah. And kind of look good on a piece of paper, so I was like, let's go with that.
Great stage name as well. What do you make of Essex? Have you been here before? Is this your first time into Brentwood town?
I don't think I've ever been out in Brentwood or walked around, really. No, so yeah, it is. Yeah,
not been.
Maybe I'll go out afterwards today
to see all the towie stuff going on.
Yeah,
do you watch any of that? Are the only way it's Essex?
No, I've got to say, no, not really. I see what's his name. Joey Essex on Celebrity Juice the other day.
Yeah. He's got his own series. He was doing some card signing the other day, or calendar signing in Brentwood. The place was mobbed, apparently. They've come from Manchester and Liverpool.
He is hilarious, though. I don't even watch their stuff, but he is just hilarious.
Yeah, I've met him a couple of times. He's just like that in real life.
It's actually a real thing, then. He's not putting it on.
I think he probably plays on it a little bit. Yeah. Here and there. Just probably exaggerates a bit. I can't believe he can't tell the time. But you never know. But he's a little bit. Well, he's quite a lot like you see him on TV. So anyway, let's get to music, because for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre, as they call it?
I love soul music and I love pop music, so the music that I create is a mixture of those two things. I guess it's pop music first, but it's all the sensibilities of the soul music I love from the 60s and 70s as well, so that's pretty much where I'm at the moment.
And tell me about your musical journey, because what made you jump into the already really hard music industry?
I just loved it, really, and I grew up with my brothers all playing, so... My twin brother plays drums. We used to jam together in the spare room, And then my older brother plays keys. So we had a little band going on for quite a few years there. And then they all got proper jobs eventually, and I just carried
jobs. Yeah, jobs actually get money for.
Yeah. So it's a tough old one, definitely, in the music industry, And I've been in lots of different areas of it, and found different ways to get by, but I'm back to sort of trying to do my own thing now, really. So
it's always hard when you start off, because you always have to do things for free, don't you? As a DJ myself, when you start off, you end up having to do loads of stuff for free before you trying to get to your paid gigs. So
it's like an apprenticeship, really, isn't it? That's the way I think of it. Like
it is, yeah. Now you play with a band as well, don't you? I know you're doing acoustic at the moment, but you play as part of, as a band.
Yeah. So when I play live, I have a four-piece band. Sometimes depends on the gigs and stuff like that, but I'm also part of a collective called Basement Project, which is like a 10-piece soul band, which I front and sing in. So earlier this year we released an album and supported Rizzle Kicks and did some bits and bobs, and we've been doing that for about 3-4 years now. So sometimes I gig with them as well. We've got some gigs lined up next year. So
yeah, tell us about the Basement Project, because you met one of the chaps in there. How did it was Phil Simmons, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the Basement Project, which is taking along that journey. So yeah. is that a chance meeting? How did that come about?
So we used to there used to be this jam when I first moved to London. There used to be this jam in just a pub in West London, and I had a mutual friend that told me about it when I first got it. It's the first night I went out when I moved to London. It was the first night I went out, and I met Phil there, who's basically running this little jam just in a pub with a couple of his mates. When I went there was two people sitting at the bar and a dog, and that was pretty much it. And sort of 6 months later,
sounds like one of my gigs.
Yeah. 6 months later, this turned into, it was like a weekly thing. It was just the place was rammed, every week it was rammed, and we'd have people from America, like musicians who were over on tour, they'd come down and jam some songs, and I'd go up and sing some tunes, and basically that's where Basement Project was born, really, out of the people who came down the most kind of said, okay, let's make a band out of this and make some songs and do an album. So eventually that's how we got to doing that, really.
Fantastic. So what influenced you as an artist on your music? Do you draw on similar artists or...?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm doing my own stuff, it's kind of different with Basement Project, but when I'm doing my own stuff, it's a lot of the singer-songwriters of the 60s and 70s and soul artists as well. You know, Stevie Wonder's a massive influence for me. And then also Joni Mitchell was a songwriter, and Elton John and people like that as well, you know, their earlier stuff. Like, I love all that. So a lot of the stuff I'm looking at is, like, looking back, but then I love newer bands like Coldplay. Like, I love a lot of their stuff, so... there's those influences chucked in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've got your EP. Let's talk about the EP, because the one out at the moment's called Grow.
Yeah.
Which is the one I got. Tell us about this one first.
The first one's Glow, yeah.
Because it's going to be one of three, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got Glow.
Grow. And then Stronger.
And Stronger, that's the one.
Last one, yeah.
So this is the first of the three.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So the first one's just me. It's pretty acoustic, really. It's just did it all kind of live in my friend's studio. Just a bit of piano, a bit of guitar, and the odd bit of backing vocals here and there. So it's pretty stripped back, really. It's just the songs.
So you produce this yourself?
Yes.
And Jean?
Juan.
I've got my glasses on here.
From Mexico, yeah. Juan, well, he lives in London.
Ayala.
How do you say Juan Ayala, yeah.
Juan Ayala. Juan Ayala. Sounds like a dish.
It sounds like
ordering in a restaurant. Juan Ayala, or a beer. There you go. All instruments, except drums, play by yourself.
Yes.
Fantastic. And this is a four-track EP.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing one soon off it. In fact, we'll probably play one now. Let's and have a listen to the track one, which is Are You Really Mine? Tell us a little bit about that one.
Are You Really Mine? Wrote that quite a while ago. Just about not knowing... whether to I've forgotten where it's about, really. Are You Really Mine's kind of, it's just that feeling of wanting to have a guarantee about a relationship, you know, and not knowing if it's going to last, really. So
And we're going to be talking about your songwriting and how that comes about straight after the track. Okay, let's take a listen.
One thing that I need to know is, do you feel the same way that I do with you? And is this feeling of, or am I a fool for believing happiness could come so soon? Started to think that I'm just dreaming, people that tell me love's a lie. Why can't love come with a guarantee? Something you buy while watching daytime TV. If only I could know that I'm not wasting time. Are you really mine? Are you really mine? Myself sometimes, I can't go on like this. Every day seems harder than the one before. It's like someone saying, go skate on that ice when you've never worn a skating boot before. Yeah, maybe it's true, I am just dreaming. I still think it's worth a try. Why can't love come with a guarantee? Something you buy while watching daytime TV. If only I could know that I'm not wasting time. Are you really mine? Are you really mine? I just got to know. I just got to know. I just got to know, baby. I just got to know. I just got to know.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
All of us love Christmas, and with late night opening from now till the 23rd of December at Into Lakeside, this year you'll love it even more. So, if you'd rather not have to get up really early, or if you could do without mad dashes, or even if you just need a little more time to pick out that perfect party dress. Lovely. Then head to Into Lakeside, where we're open till 11pm on weeknights. Visit into.co.uk/lakeside for more details.
Hi, you're Mikey here. I just thought I'd pop in and tell you about Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. I'm here from 3 until 6 every weekday afternoon. We do the travel news every quarter past and quarter to. We've got the What's On guide. We've got loads of stuff. Headlines, news at the top of the hour. So that's Mikey Porter, Phoenix FM, Drive Time with St Francis Hospice. Proud of the past and dedicated to the future.
Okay, welcome back. We're with Midas on Sunday Lunch in the studio, and we're talking about his new EPs. Actually, the one I've got here is Glow. Your next one out is going to be called Grow, so tongue twister, isn't it? Trying to get them right, in the right order. Now, is this ready to go? Is it got a release date? Is it released, or how
it's out? It's out on the 17th, so this Wednesday coming up, actually, couple of days time.
So, and that'll be through all the usual download, iTunes, etc., etc.
Yeah, it's on pre-order already, actually. So, if you want to head over to iTunes, you can get it there.
Fantastic.
And on the 17th, it'll be available as a physical as well, so you can order it from
which
there.
Which is great. It's good to be able to still get the physicals. I mean, people do put them online, but yeah, it's nice to actually, you know, be able to go to a gig and, you know, and give them out or sell them. Hopefully sell them. Don't want to give them out for free. But and it's nice to make them and actually have the actual, you know, the copy in your hand, especially when it's your own work, more so than buying you know, a latest album of someone. But when it's your own album, you want to be able to see it and touch it and hold it.
I just chuck it on the website at the moment, so people can head over there and just order it for me there. So yeah.
Now I know it's from your, because you put quite a bit online. I know you've got your Facebook, which is Midas.
Yeah.
Just Midas. You've got a website which is easy enough to find. Tell it, because obviously you can get all the music on your links on the website. And I've got this off the website because it says here you've played with signings such as Jesse J, which we were talking about earlier on, Eliza Doolittle, Labyrinth, Rizzle Kicks, I've met them, nice geezers, Ellie Goulding, Rita Ora, Jamie Cullen, Beverly Knight. I mean, it's quite a big list, isn't it? Quite impressive list. To thousands of people, including the O2 Arena, Hyde Park. How did that come about?
Just when I moved to London, really. I was just a sort of working musician, you know, and just started getting hired as a guitarist for different things and as a singer for different things, and slowly but surely kind of led to playing with those artists and other ones as well, and as basically like a session musician, you know, going on their tours, doing radio promo stuff with them. And
do you have a favourite?
I don't know, really.
They're all different. It's quite the list straight away is quite diverse. But
yeah.
You've got Rizzle Kicks, then you've got Jesse J.
They're all totally different. They're all totally different.
And Jamie Cullen, which is jazz, obviously.
Yeah. And we did we did a Donny Hathaway / Marvin Gaye song, so it was kind of that area of stuff, and then sometimes I should be doing straight ahead pop stuff, you know. But now working with Daly was really good, actually. I don't know if you know an artist called Daly from the UK. He had a tune out with Jesse J,
because he works with he's done a lot with Jesse J, and
he's done
Blue Remember Me, I think, was one of his
tracks.
That's it.
So he's been
testing my musical knowledge now.
Yeah. He's been doing great in the States, actually. Like, he's been touring there a lot, and it's always been really great working with him, you know, and he's been really supportive of what I'm doing now with my own stuff and that, so he's wicked.
If you could work with one of these on your one of your forthcoming EPs, if you could choose someone, you know, who would you like to work with? Who would you like to collaborate with?
I'd say Labyrinth, actually. I worked with Labyrinth once before. I would love to work with him just on production and his songwriting, you know.
And his new track's fantastic as well, isn't it?
Yeah, what, Jealous?
Yes.
Yeah. I just love his hip for modern day production. He's just wears out. I think for pop music, like, I love it, the way he melds together the kind of sounds of the last sort of.
And he's an accomplished musician, what people don't realise, and a great songwriter. When he done the X Factor the other day, he was just him and the piano, and he's got a fantastic voice. And his brother plays drums.
I've met his brother a few times actually. Yeah.
So talented musical family. Yeah, that was good. Great choice actually. Because most people go with the run of the mill, but Labyrinth is fantastic. And his new song is out now. It's a beautiful song. We'll be looking at the charts a bit later on in the show. We're going to do a live track now, because we're going to do a track. You're going to sing a track which is going to be off your new EP, which is, I'm not going to say Glow, Grow.
I do it myself. I'll get confused with it.
So we're going to do a track off that. Well, which one are you going to do?
This one's called Everybody's Changing. It's like the slower track on the EP. The new EP is quite upbeat, actually. It's got the full band on it, and so it's quite upbeat. But I'm going to do this kind of strip back. So.
Okay, take it away.
Looking back across the pages, I still can see the judgment in my mother's eyes. When I got back home after dark one night, and she didn't fall for any of my lies, I knew my right from wrong, and I sang a happy song every day. Now that all just seems so long ago, yes it does. Oh yeah, now that all just seems so long ago. Everybody's changing, no one stays the same. Everybody's changing, but I can't find no one to blame. Everybody's changing, oh, can we go back and be who we were before the world changed you and me? Does anybody ever look back and see how innocent we were when we were young? But now we follow other ways and other words. Oh yeah, now we're blind to all that we've become. Oh, I knew my right from wrong, and I sang a happy song every day. Oh, but now that all just seems so long ago, yes it does. Oh, but now that all just seems so long ago. Everybody's changing, no one stays the same. Everybody's changing, but I can't find a word to. Everybody's changing, or can we go back and be who we were before the world changed you and me? You know, I always thought I'd be the one to walk away. Now it seems I am the one who's asking you to stay. Asking you to stay. Everybody's changing, no one stays the same. Everybody's changing, but I can't find no one to blame. Everybody's changing, or can we go back and be
we were before the world changed. You and me, you and me, you and me.
I just had to wait till you completely finished. It was so lovely. Fantastic track. And lovely guitar as well, by the way.
Nice one, thank you.
Came across really well. So look, that's I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the album for the new one. We've got a couple tracks to play off the old one still. But talk us about the songwriting, because where'd you start on your songwriting? Because you were talking about earlier on with the track we were talking about. You said, oh, I couldn't remember, but it's quite an old track.
Yeah.
But when you write the tracks, what do you draw on stuff that's happened to you? Do you just kind of suddenly get a tune come up and you kind of pencil it down? Or is it just sit on the guitar and kind of do a little jam out and then get the tune and then kind of put some lyrics to it? How does it work for you?
It's all of those things combined, actually. Like, sometimes it's one of those things, sometimes it's a few of those put together, but... I tend to actually focus on writing. I don't do it like all the time. Like some writers, like literally just writing all the time. But I'll sit down and actually go to write. But by the time I come to write, I've got a lot of things I want to say, you know. So I'll be writing. Sometimes I write bits down in like my little iPhone, and then I keep them in a little Dropbox thing. And I go through those, and sometimes I have little ideas that I just literally just pop down, and they end up turning into songs like maybe 3-4 years later. So it's kind of a mixture of all those things, you know. But some of these songs have been through so many different versions, you know. But now I've kind of settled on how they are now, you know.
Yeah.
Just through where I've been going and kind of the music that I like and what's going on right now, you know. But now I've kind of settled more on just what I love to do, you know, what I love to play and love to sing and stuff like that. So kind of a mixture of all those things, really. Yeah.
And how do you choose the tracks that are going to make the cut for the EPs? Because obviously you've got quite a few in your written down and stuff. So how do you decide which five are going to go on the actual physical copies? And
it's a bit random, really. I mean,
do you have favourites? Do you listen to them, or do you get people to kind of, do you get your mates to listen
to
them?
Yeah, I mean, what I actually did for these, I did a lot of the extra writing and recording in April and May this year. Pretty much took off the whole of those 2 months just to do it. And I did a version of about 80 songs, like literally just
oh, wow.
Either just on guitar and vocal pretty much, and sometimes just a few other elements. And I've got my really good friend James Wyatt, who's been helping me with the final EP, actually. People like that, I kind of play it to, and, you know, they give me an opinion about what they think, and I try and, you know, because sometimes I'm not the best person to know what's going to be good on there, but pretty much for these first two, I've chosen what's going to be on there.
Yeah, if you're producing it yourself, it's probably harder.
And we might record, you know, six or seven songs to get down to the four, and it's just... Sometimes you just find they just work. Some songs just work better in the format that you've recorded it, and you roll with those, you know.
Yeah. What about YouTube? You done any videos for your tracks?
Yeah, I got stuff on YouTube. I think it's /official-music. I think it is.
Yeah, your Twitter's official Midas, isn't it?
Yeah, Twitter's official Midas, and a website's officialmidas.com. So if I'm getting it wrong, you can definitely check it out on there. But there's links to all the YouTube and stuff on there. But I've been trying to keep stuff going up on there. And Phil, actually, from Basement Project's been helping me video some of the tracks and live in the studio and stuff like that. So I'll be putting up stuff there pretty regularly over the next sort of 6 months to a year. So
yeah, that's great. That's great. And we've filmed the set there, so we'll put that up as well.
Nice.
And talk me through the gigging at the moment. Are you actively gigging?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of starting up again, really. Did a few gigs in the last few weeks. I supported my good friend's brother Strutt at Brooklyn Bowl O2, which is a new venue there. I don't know if you know
Yeah, I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah. It's a new venue they've got there at the moment. It's a bit of a weird one, but they've got, like, bowling lanes next to where you play, so you've got people, like, bowling.
Yeah, pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of this, because Westfield now doing the shopping centre, they've got the stages up, and which is great, because it takes live music out of the format of being in a pub or a club, especially where some of the youngsters can't go, where, I mean, even the festivals sometimes, you know, it kind of takes it into places where other people can enjoy your music, you know. I popped down to the Winter Wonderland. They got staged there, and they just got acts. You know, and the good thing is they've got. There was no, famous groups there. They just had people going up, just bands going up, and it was.
Yeah, I got a few mates who've done that thing.
It's pretty cool, and it's great to listen to music like that. Nice and fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I did some in Westfield the other day actually as well, which is pretty funny. Like, it was just in front of the ice rink there, and they just got like. So it's not like you've got people who come in to just listen to you.
No, but they can hear it because it's going out.
Yeah, and I got people come up, you know, that really loved it. So it was definitely beneficial. But just on the gigging thing, like in January, I've got quite a few gigs, so they're all on the website and stuff. I've got one at the Barfly, and I'm doing a good, a cool show in the end of Jan, which is Jazz Cafe, supporting my friend there.
So. Oh, that'd be good.
So yeah, it's
nice a different type of audience on that when you go. But as you say, when you listen to the radio, listening to a song, you're not literally seeing it. So if you're doing a gig and you're in front of an ice rink, obviously, or a bowling alley, people are bowling. So, but that doesn't mean they're not listening to the song.
Yeah.
Even subconsciously, it's all going in. All the info's going in there. So it's it's a matter of bringing up some. Oh yeah, I remember that chap was really good.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a track off the CD now. I'm going to play number two, which is Twilight. Do you know what it's about?
Twilight.
I forget.
No, I do actually know what this one's about. Okay.
The clue is in the name.
Yeah. Twilight's just, I don't know, I wrote this when I was like 10 years ago actually. And I was just thinking about, getting older already. I was thinking about, well, how am I going to feel when I'm like 80 odd?
Yeah, I'm going to love this song, I am.
And I was thinking, well, looking back on my life, what regrets am I going to have? And what? It was just kind of pondering on that, really. And it's about an older person who's got regrets about not doing the things they wanted to do, basically. That's what the song's about.
Okay, looking forward to it. Let's give it a whirl.
It may seem that everything's serene in my soul, but life has taken its toll. I've been here and I've been there. Feels like I've traveled everywhere, but I don't know if I've got anything to show for the time I have. I have stopped this world from going mad. I've only myself to blame. Some may say that it's a shame. As it's getting close to twilight now, I've got to reconcile my life somehow. And as day turns to night, and I wonder, did I live it right? So many roads down to turn, many mistakes from which to learn. Looking back, I see I often lost my track. I'm not the first to see the dark. When you surrender to the arc, you start to see it's bigger than just you and me. But how could I know with them? I was too concerned with where and when I'd be in a day or a week. I forgot about the truth. As it's getting close to twilight now, I've got to reconcile.
Twilight here on Sunday Lunch, and X Factor's on the moment. What is it? Something you'd go on?
I would go on.
Yeah, if you got, I mean, they tend to phone people up now. You can just actually invite you on. Is it something path you'd ever take? Do you think?
No, I don't think so. I've been asked to go on The Voice quite a few times, actually.
We've had quite a few people from The Voice.
Yeah,
but which
is why they kind of say, oh yeah, do you want to? You know, they have people, sort of scouts looking around.
Yeah, a lot of the shows do now.
But it's just not a part. I think
The Voice is less. What's the word? You know, if you fail on some of the stages, you're not so widely criticised as much as the X Factor. The X Factor's pretty harsh, isn't it? If you go out, you're like, you know, it's, you get this, you know, tarnishing in the press, X Factor flop or reject and things like that, which is a horrible word. If you've managed to get through to all those auditions, and even in the early rounds, you've done fantastically well, really.
Yeah. I think it's a great opportunity for some people. I just think it's not my particular path, but I heard about, is it Fleur this week or something?
Yeah,
with the Mark Ronson and the Bruno Mars song. I've
got to try and play that. It's at the moment, that's sitting on top of the charts, so whether it was a clever ploy, because of course Mark Ronson's under Psycho anyway, they couldn't say the record label didn't know about it, because they would have had to know about it.
Yeah, but I was reading that they were actually planning to release it on the 11th of January.
Yeah.
And they just brought it like a month forward because she covered
it. She sang it.
And,
fantastic. Clever, though.
But like you say, it's probably a whole big ploy that I don't know.
Listen, let's go through how people can get hold of you again, because you're on, let's go through all the Twitter is Official Midas.
Yep.
You can just go Official Midas Music on YouTube.
Yes.
You've got most of these links, if you just go to your website, I've all got your little links on. So if you head straight over to the website, there's the link there to downloading the new track from the EP, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that is
www.officialmidas.com.
Okay. Midas, it's been absolutely a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, you've given me your phone. We're going to try and play a song off the new EP, isn't it?
Yes.
And hopefully, when we press play, this is going to come out. Now, this is... what's this song? What song are we playing now?
This one's Be Strong. It's on the new EP. Great band on there. Jared Pizzata, Carmo Caruso, James White and Nathan Williams. And we recorded this live in one take, so have a listen. It's kind of Stevie Wonder inspired stuff, so
okay, have a listen. Let's give it a go.
We had a love that was so good, I thought it would last forever. Guess you know it never would, 'cause you were looking for something better. You left me down here on the floor. I don't think that I can take no more. 'Cause all I do is hope and pray that you come back to me someday. All I feel is emptiness to my happiness. get up and be strong. Times I've seen some friends living their lives in the past, living their lives in the past. And now it's happening to me, I see it's not easy. The memories they wanna last. Oh, you left me down there on the floor. I don't think that I can take no more.
Now, the fantastic Midas there, track Be Strong, and that's going to be on his new EP, Grow, which is coming out on the 17th, and you can find all that on Midas. Official Midas Music is the website, and you'll get all the details and all the links to all the other pages. And thanks again for coming in. It's been a pleasure, as always, to have
no
a guest
worries,
in
thanks
live
for
music.
Me.
Thanks for that. And we've got Steph coming up soon. She's sitting there. She got locked out early on, bless her. She's just warming herself up. That's it. I'll put a couple of adverts on, and I'll be right back.
Whether it's a new logo, website, mobile creative app, or marketing your business,